Namaste. So to begin our meditation, find a comfortable sitting position. Make sure that you're sitting on the very front edge of your sitting bones instead of collapsing back into your buttocks. Stack shoulders over hips, crown of the head over the base of the spine, chin level. Close your eyes. And then begin to notice your breath, starting with your natural breathing. Notice the flow of the breath in and out through the nostrils. As you continue to breathe, draw your attention to your sitting bones. Get rooted down into the earth. And then we'll do some alternate nostril breathing, but without using our hands. We'll do it with our minds. So with your next inhale, visualize the earth's prana rising up through the left sitting bone, up through the left nostril, all the way to the crown of the head. And on the exhale, visualize the energy going down through the right nostril, right sitting bone. And then the next inhale, the energy rises up through the right side, so right sitting bone, right nostril, all the way to the crown of the head. And on the exhale, visualize the energy go down the left side. And that's one cycle. So you begin and end with the left side. So again, the inhale, the energy rises up through the left, all the way to the crown of the head. And on the exhale, observe it descending down through the right side. And then one more time, you inhale and the energy rises up through the right side. And then exhale down the left side. And then continue on your own, finding the rhythm that is in sync with your own natural rhythms. And you can continue with this, and if you like, if it's not distracting, you can also, with each inhale, visualize in your mind the words, I am, and on the exhale, present. And again, on the inhale, I am, the energy rises with the I am. On the exhale, energy falls, and you can be present, or you can say here. So you can pick the word that you want. This is just a way to get grounded and centered and present. So being in the present moment. So you continue a few more rounds of breath on your own. And again, visualizing the movement of energy, the movement of prana. And if you like to add the words to help you really bring your mind back to the body, then do that as well. If that's too much, then drop the mental words and focus on just the movement. And then do this again for one more round. So if you're in the middle of a breath, finish that one and then do one more full one. And we're all going to be ending at a different time, right? Because you're following your own breath, and that's okay. And when you are done, then breathe in through both nostrils. Notice the difference. What we were doing by breathing through the different sides is just we're harmonizing both hemispheres of the brain, both sides of the body, and bringing the mind back to the present moment where the body is. And now that you're more present, then you can allow your breath to return to your shallow breathing. Really calm, right? Not forced, very quiet. You can drop Ujjayi breathing if you are doing Ujjayi breathing. Let the breath be soothing. But again, it doesn't have to be labored because you're calm and in a meditative state. And then we'll begin this meditation for going inward more and more deeply as we go. So we'll start with the outside world, going in from the outside in. So now open your ears and start to observe external sounds, any sound that you might hear. And as you witness all these different external sounds, can you just observe instead of analyzing them? Just let them come and go. Any sound could be the passing of a car, could be the fans or any other sound depending on where you are. Just open your ears and just allow sound to come in without judgment or expectation. Over time, as you pay more attention and as you judge less, you might start to observe more subtle sounds. And then we'll go even closer to our center. So forget the sounds and start to notice sensations on the surface of the body, like on your skin. Maybe it's the way your hair touches your shoulders if you have long hair. It's the way sweat might be dripping, or the way your clothes touch your body. Maybe some itch. Whatever it is, can you just be curious and observe without judgment, without interference? Just observe sensation on the very surface of the body. And then going even deeper, now start to notice sensations inside the body. Where is it that you're experiencing sensations in the body? Can you observe them with curiosity, without trying to fix anything, without rejection, and without clinging? So non-attachment, being curious. What sensations are coming up for you right here, right now? And then one more time, drop what you're doing. And now we're going to go inward even more. So now go to your mind, to the mind space. And when you find the space of your mind, think of your mind as the sky. And then observe your thoughts. And think of your thoughts as clouds in the sky of the mind. And clouds are always changing. They come and go. They're in constant movement. Can you observe the movement of your clouds in the sky of your mind without anything sticking and without any rejection, without being analytical? Can you just observe your thoughts without attachment? Let the clouds come in, let them pass. Just observe any thoughts that pop up. Be curious, but be neutral. It really doesn't matter what the thoughts are. Just let them come, let them go. If the clouds are going fast or slow, it doesn't really matter. Just observe and be curious. And then start noticing the spaces between the clouds. Notice the space. all of the spaces, all the space around in the sky of the mind, in the vast sky of the mind. That is in it is in that space between your thoughts that you really start getting into that more meditative space, that place where the mind is still, even if the clouds are passing by. So stilling the mind doesn't mean suppressing thoughts, because that's almost impossible for the common human being. But what you can do is, instead of watching the thoughts that come and go, let them happen in the background and observe the space in between them. And as you do, start to embody that quality of being spacious and expansive yourself. And it really doesn't matter if your mind is still racing, right? If you're still being bombarded by thoughts, you're not paying attention. You're just focused on the spaces, not on the clouds. I'm going to get to a point that, again, even if the mind is active still, you're focusing on the parts that are not active. And by now, your breath is so calm and so quiet that when you finally forget again the mind, then focus one more time on your breath, you're so relaxed that there's almost no need to breathe, right? The breath is so calm and so shallow that even between the inhales and the exhales, there's space, right? That there's a pause between the inhale and the exhale, where you have no necessity to breathe because you're so relaxed. And as you observe that pause between breaths, that you start to open up to that inner light of awareness in your heart. And so then you observe that light and embody that light, be the light, become the light. Because you are. That inner spark, that inner light of awareness. That is where the stillness lies. Everything else can be moving, even your mind, but you're not your mind. You're not the sensations in the body. You're not the sensations on the surface of the body. And you're definitely not the external sounds. You're not even the breath. So notice that something or someone is observing those things. So notice the observer. Where is the observer? Who is the observer? Observe the observer. And if you're still not able to find that peace, that's okay. Just focus on your breath. And if you are pretty centered by now, if you are observing the observer without struggle, you can drop the meditation and just be flooded by this light, this inner light of awareness, and just embody it and just be light. Just enjoy being rather than doing. If you're still doing, be compassionate towards yourself, don't judge, and then focus on your breath again so that you can reconnect to the pause. No matter what's happening, even if the mind is still racing, it's all good. You're still you. The important thing is not to be perfect, but to practice and to just keep coming back. And then slowly deepen your breath one more time. Come back to the body now so we can retransition back into the material world of illusion. Feel the movement of your lungs. Feel the rib cage expand on the inhale and collapse naturally on the exhale. And then bring your palms together with your eyes still closed and briskly rub the palms, generate some heat. And when your hands are warm, then with your eyes closed, cup your hands and place the palms of your hands over your eyes. Cover your eyes completely. And then when no light can go through, then open your eyes inside of your hands and let your optical nerves absorb all of that heat and all of that energy, and then let that energy travel to where it's needed in the body. Energize your whole body. When you feel that you've absorbed the energy, then you can close your eyes again and release your hands, and then rest the backs of your hands on your knees or thighs. And slowly, with your eyes still closed, lower your chin. And then once you lower your chin, then slowly open your eyes just halfway, just barely. And then focus on a point either on your mat or on the floor, your legs. And then slowly open your eyes completely, letting all of the light of the material world to flood your senses. Coming back into your body completely with all of your senses. And then inhale, circle the arms up and look up. As you exhale, bring your hands to heart center. And then we'll close our practice by acknowledging our inner light of awareness and acknowledging that that same inner spark is present in everyone's heart. The light in me honors and deeply respects the light in you. Namaste.